Testimony Treasures, Volume 2, Chapter 22, Worldly-Mindedness, a Snare. It will be found in the day of final settlement that God was acquainted with everyone by name. There is an unseen witness to every action of the life. I know thy works, says he that walketh in the midst of the seven golden candlesticks. It is known what opportunities have been slighted, how untiring have been the efforts of the good shepherd to search out those who were wandering in crooked ways, and to bring them back to the path of safety and peace. Again and again God has called after the pleasure lovers. Again and again he has flashed the light of his word across their path, that they might see their peril and escape. But on and on they go, jesting and joking as they travel the broad road, until at length their probation is ended. God's ways are just and equal. And when sentence is pronounced against those who are found wanting, every mouth will be stopped. Without faith it is impossible to please God, for whatsoever is not of faith is sin. The faith that is required is not a mere assent to doctrines. It is the faith that works by love and purifies the soul. Humility, meekness, and obedience are not faith, but they are the effects or fruit of faith. These graces you have yet to attain by learning in the school of Christ. You do not know the sentiments and principles of heaven. Its language is almost a strange language to you both. The Spirit of God still pleads in your behalf. But I have serious, painful doubts whether you will heed that voice that has been appealing to you for years. I hope you will, and that you will turn and live. Do you feel that it is too great a sacrifice to give your poor, unworthy selves to Jesus? Will you choose the hopeless bondage of sin and death rather than to have your life severed from the world and united to Christ by bonds of love? Jesus still lives to intercede for us. This should daily call out the gratitude of our hearts. He that realizes his guilt and helplessness may come just as he is and receive the blessing of God. The promise belongs to him if he will grasp it by faith. But he that in his own eyes is rich and honorable and righteous, who sees as the world sees and calls evil good and good evil, cannot ask and receive because he feels no need. He feels that he is full, therefore he must go away empty. Should you become alarmed for your own souls, should you seek God diligently, he will be found of you. But he will accept no half-hearted repentance. If you will forsake your sins, he is ever ready to forgive. Will you just now surrender to him? Will you look to Calvary and inquire, "Did Jesus make this sacrifice for me? Did he endure humiliation, shame, and reproach, and suffer the cruel death of the cross because he desired to save me from the sufferings of guilt and the horror of despair, and make me unspeakably happy in his kingdom?" Look upon him whom your sins have pierced, and resolve, "The Lord shall have the service of my life. I will no longer unite with his enemies. I will no longer lend my influence to the rebels against his government. All I have and am is too little to devote to him who so loved me that he gave his life for me, his whole divine self for one so sinful and erring. Separate from the world, be wholly on the Lord's side, press the battle to the gates, and you will win glorious victories. Blessed is he who heeds the words of eternal life. Guided by the Spirit of truth, he will be led into all truth. He will not be loved, honored, and praised by the world, but he will be precious in the sight of heaven. Behold, what manner of love the Father hath bestowed upon us, that we should be called the sons of God. Therefore the world knoweth us not, because it knew him not."